Using the letter, please.
Thank you.
Susan Devon, New York City. I also attended the meeting. It was boring. It was a waste of time, a waste of city money. We need to place on, to give you some background on March 6, 2012. A special meeting was called the Planning Commission, and the Planning Commission formed part of the CCR, and then three members at large were chosen to be on that committee, and they are Richard Kohler, myself, and John Stitt. We sat at the one meeting. Apparently, no one approved of what we said. There was never another meeting. We watched for meetings come up. We watched for some sign. Nothing happened whatsoever. No contact whatsoever. And a year later, we find an item in the Scioto Sun News about another meeting. I'm on the committee, so I go to the meeting. I felt suckered in. If they didn't want us on the committee, I would think there would be a more appropriate way to do it than ignoring us. The meeting was conducted by the new Dune City attorney, Emily Jerome, who admitted that she didn't know anything about Dune City. And I wasn't sure that there was a very good choice. I don't know that someone that is not a member of Dune City offices can conduct such a meeting. I couldn't be wrong. There were only two representatives there, Jamie Mills and Lee Reichel. Where were the rest of you? You know, if this was such an important meeting and we had to learn all these facts, why weren't you there? Who needed to know it more than you in the Planning Commission? Certainly not us that are unheard. That doesn't even make sense. We went into some sort of little question, what do you think about Dune City? What do you not think about Dune City? It was silly and a waste of time and very primary. Some questions that come to my mind are, why was the city attorney conducting our meeting? Why did they refuse to record the meeting? This is the first time I've ever been to a Dune City meeting that was not recorded. That's just unbelievable. Why didn't they follow the agenda? Things on that were on the agenda were not addressed. That's not correct. And why were the city council and the planning commission not in attendance? But most important, who requested the meeting? Who set up the meeting? Well, that's the answer we got there, too. Nobody. If and when the council did give approval for such a meeting, when was that? You don't know that answer either. That's good. And what was the cost of this touchy-feely meeting that I had to attend? And no courtesy on that either. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Perhaps you could do a little research and learn the answers to some of those questions. Thank you, Ms. Nevada.
Thank you,
Pardon. Moving along,